Die Türkei ist mehrmals angesprochen worden, eben gerade auch. Und aus der Türkei kommt die nächste Referentin, Esra, nämlich Kalis Khan. Sie ist Professorin für Management und Organisation in Istanbul. Und in ihrem Referat geht es jetzt auch und vor allem um Umweltschutzaspekte. Bitte schön.
Dear guests, welcome to all. I'm very glad to be here in, from a representative to Turkey to this conference. I would like to thank to all of the organizers of the conference and hope Eva gets well soon. Mr. Mango talked about Turkey better than me, so I think I don't need to make a presentation anymore. But it was a joke. I will try to keep it as short as possible since this is the last presentation of this session. I am from Istanbul University of Istanbul University, Turkey. My university is one is the biggest and oldest university of Turkey. Although I am in the Faculty of Political Sciences of Istanbul University, I'm in fact have a business administration major, but I'm interested in sustainability issues, and that's why I am here. My presentation will be about environmental situation of the Black Sea and the environment and the energy relationship. Environmental pollution is a real problem for the all Black Sea countries, and the present day environmental situation in the Black Sea is very difficult to manage. The reasons behind this environmental degradation are industrial development, for example, as you all know, growing population, increased oil transit throughout the Black Sea, intensive navigation, construction, recreational activities. These all lead to environmental degradation of the Black Sea. I will skip some slides in order to keep it short. For a long time, Black Sea is, area has been characterized by various attempts to cooperate in either a political way, either for economic development, either to protect the environment. But these cooperation efforts are not generally very successful. There exists a number of mutual contradictions between those Black Sea countries, as each of the participants till the morning has talked about these conflicts and contradictions. But the situation in the environmental situation of the Black Sea requires concerted and quick effort to be taken. Let's skip this one. If you look at the environmental picture of the Black Sea at the moment, as you all know, the Black... I had a picture here. No. The Black Sea is covered by six states, mainly being Turkey, Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, the Russian Federation, and Georgia. The Black Sea is a regional sea, as you know, and it is almost cut from other seas of the world. It is 2,200 meters deep and receives a drainage from a 1.9 million square kilometers basin, covering about one-third of the area of the continental Europe. And its only connection to world's oceans is through the Bosphorus Strait in Istanbul, as you know. And this strait is a 35 kilometers natural channel, and it is sometimes 40 meters deep only in some places. So the environmental situation, this is the environmental situation in the Black Sea. It is very, it requires urgent action. The most important feature influencing the environmental situation of the Black Sea is of its high geopolitical importance. This marine area has been a vital trading center linking Europe and Asia throughout the history. Nowadays, it is a transit area of great importance, not only for the coastal states of the Black Sea, but at the same time for the riparian states of Central and Eastern Europe. It is estimated that, if we look from the energy point of view, it is estimated that the flow of oil and gas from the Caspian Sea will increase significantly over the coming years, since the Black Sea and the Aegean Sea are considered the most secure means of transportation. Thus, we can expect easily that environmental degradation in the Black Sea will increase. I will skip the all international action for the protection of the Black Sea. As you all know, there are a number of international and regional cooperation efforts just to protect the Black Sea and at the same time for economic cooperation between Black Sea countries. If we come to the environment energy conflict in the Black Sea region, as you all know, energy is a great concern for all world countries, and the United Nations declared 2012 as the year of energy for all. And at the same time, we saw the Rio Plus 20 summit this year and some energy suggestions from the summit. Energy is important for sustainable development, so countries striving to this end are seeking to assess to reassess their energy systems and trying to find secure ways of having energy. As would be expected, the rapid expansion of energy production and consumption has brought it with a wide range of environmental issues at the local, regional, and international levels. There is a need to carry energy from energy producing countries to energy consuming countries. In this context, the significance of transit countries and seas has increased, since these have been the key geographical areas in this desired secure energy transition. Today, all the research and studies demonstrate a need for the construction of alternative energy transit routes and new diverse energy resources in the wider Black Sea region. How about Turkey's energy corridor role? Turkey tries to be an energy corridor between energy producing countries on the east of Turkey to energy consuming countries to the west of Turkey. Turkey. For the European countries, Turkey seems to occupy an almost unique position for providing an alternative safe access corridor to new pipeline projects to transport natural gas from Azerbaijan, Iran, Iraq, Egypt, and Turkmenistan, for example. This potential role originates from, of course, its political, geopolitical position of Turkey. This role also has been integrated into the energy policies of the present government. Turkey itself is not rich in either oil or natural gas reserves. Also, at the same time, Turkey's energy demands is continuously increasing, as Mr. Mango talked about it. So Turkey welcomes to be an energy transit country. At now, the tanker traffic, tankers carrying oil, for example, through the Black Sea, through the Turkish Straits, present a real threat for neighboring cities of Turkey, especially in Istanbul and Çanakkale, for two straits. So tanker traffic continues to increase, but at the same time, there is the help of those pipelines going through the Turkey. For example, Baku-Tiflis-Ceyhan oil line and the Baku-Tiflis-Erzurum natural gas pipelines go through Turkey. But the pipelines also pose some environmental threats for the country. If we look at, again, the situation of straits of Turkey. For example, approximately 3.7% of the world's daily oil consumption transits through Turkish Straits, both Bosphorus and Dardanelles Straits. Istanbul, being the largest city of Turkey, has a 13 million population, and the 19-mile-long Bosphorus has a convoluted morphological structure that makes them for the ships to go through. This is a very hard route, in fact. So the tanker traffic through the Bosphorus is a really serious threat for both Istanbul and the other cities around the straits. You can see Bosphorus Straits, how narrow it is, and this is a very small channel from coming from Black Sea to going to Sea of Marmara. I have a number of views from Bosphorus. This is a very attractive place to visit if you have some thought in your mind. Also, at the same time, there are two bridges over the Bosphorus. One is older, one is more new one. So these bridges, these daily traffic through the Bosphorus, these factors all increase the threats for the strait. This is Bosphorus at night again. Energy is the vital is a vital output for any of the world countries. Turkey, with its young population and growing energy demand per person, and its fast growing urbanization and its economic development, has been one of the fast growing power markets of the world for the last two decades. And Turkey itself is heavily dependent on imported energy. Somehow we have some work about renewable energy. The country tries to use renewable energy resources more, but this is just the beginning effort. We try to use renewable energy resources more in our economic growth. These are the main headlines from the Turkey's energy policy. I'm just speaking due to time limitation. In sum, at the international and regional levels, there have been a number of policies adopted in the last three decades with an aim to prevent degradation of the environmental conditions in the Black Sea and at the same time continue economic development. However, it can be easily seen that although the environment has been one of the main issues of debate in the international arena, energy demand and the security of energy supplies generally overshadow the environmental concerns. The most significant challenge for the Black Sea is the promotion of sustainable development in the region, a development that helps that would integrate protection of the marine environment into the also necessary political and economic development policies pursued by the coastal states. Turkey has a special role in the region, since it is a candidate to be the main energy corridor between oil and gas producing countries and oil and gas consuming countries. And we can do it through both Turkish Straits and through the pipelines crossing from our country. Thank you for your attention.
Ja, danke schön. Die Türkei als Energietransitland, als Hub für die EU und Umweltbelastung als ganz große Herausforderung. Ja, meine Damen und Herren, das war Panel 2 und an dieser Stelle, kurz vor der Mittagspause, wieder die Frage an Sie, wenn es Fragen gibt an die drei Referenten, an die Referentin, den Referenten, auf dem Podium, dann bitte stellen Sie die Fragen jetzt. Es gibt jetzt die Möglichkeit, wir haben natürlich auch am Nachmittag da noch genügend Möglichkeit miteinander zu reden und auch in der Pause, aber wenn es jetzt Fragen gibt, dann wäre jetzt die Möglichkeit dafür da. Ich frage noch einmal in die Runde. Die Mittagspause, der Beginn der Mittagspause hat gesiegt. Fragen gibt es am Nachmittag. Danke vielmals. Ich würde vorschlagen, Mittagspause, Hannes Steinbach, bis 14 Uhr. Dann geht's weiter mit Fragen zu universitärer Zusammenarbeit und zur Wirtschaft. Bis 14 Uhr wünsche ich eine schöne Mittagspause und ein Happy Networking. Danke.